Gitevach, Zataya Maisa. It's less of a story and more of a way of life, I guess you can say, or a way to capture and to frame all of Avodas Hashem, which is not bad. So it's like this, you know, one of the great Chassidish Rebbes, one of the greatest of all time, was the Naiman Lamelech, the Rebbe Melech of Luzhensk. So he had many Chassidim. Amongst his Chassidim, considered to be one of his greatest Chassidim, was the Ma'ar V'Shemesh, Reklonimus Kalmish. So Ma'ar V'Shemesh, he wrote a Sefer Ma'ar V'Shemesh, it's considered to be one of the classic Hasidic Sfarim. You know, they say that if the Naim HaMelech, the Sefer Naim HaMelech is about what a tzaddik is, so the Sefer Ma'ar V'Shemesh is about what a chassid is. So the Ma'ar V'Shemesh was a great, like I said, a great tzaddik in his own right. He had a son. The Ma'ar V'Shemesh had a son, and his son was known as one of the greatest nicknames of all time, is the Gutta Yid, the good Jew. That's what he was called, the good Jew. The good Jew. Now this, the Gitta Yid, the good Jew, was a son of the Ma'ar V'Shemesh and a devout follower of the Ma'ar V'Shemesh. He was a big chassid of his father. Now when his father passed away, so he had to look for another Rebbe. So he was looking around, searching different tzaddikim to connect to. And the Gitta Yid eventually found himself in the presence of Rav Naftali Rapshitzer. And by spending some time with the Rebbe Rav Naftali, he became completely attached, b'levu b'nefesh, with Rav Naftali Rapshitzer. He became a very big chassid of Rav Naftali. Ad kedei kach, to such a degree that even the, you know, sort of the older chassidim and the original followers of Rav Naftali Rapshitzer were astounded by the devotion and the attachment that the Gitta Yid had towards Rav Naftali Rapshitzer. So there's a tradition in Rapshitz that to the following conversation. The Einiklach, the grandchildren of Rav Naftali Rapshitzer, and I don't know if this happened when Rav Naftali was still alive or not alive, I'm not sure, but the Einiklach of Rav Naftali Rapshitzer once asked the Gitta Yid, what is it that you see by our Zayda? What do you see by our grandfather that makes you so connected? So the Gitta Yid said the following thing. He said, you know who your grandfather is? He said, your grandfather really doesn't care if he's a tzaddik or not. He doesn't care. He doesn't even care be'etzem if he's from. Your grandfather doesn't really care if he learns Torah, if he davens, if he does mitzvahs, and he doesn't really mind if he does averes. And his grandkids hear this, like, what are you talking? Why is this a milah? So he's, and they get the Yid said, but you know what your grandfather cares about? The only thing your grandfather cares about? He said, the only thing your grandfather cares about is that the Rabbanu Shalom should have a friend in this world. And he should have someone in this world that he can, that the Rabbanu Shalom could absolutely trust. And that's your grandfather. The motivation, said the Gitta Yid, the motivation behind Rav Naftali Rapshitzer's Avodas Hashem was not that he should be a tzaddik. And not that he should be able to say that he does everything properly. As far as Rav Naftali himself is concerned, he doesn't think about himself. As far as himself is concerned, a tzaddik, a rasha, it doesn't make a difference. Gan Eden, Gehenim, who am I anyway? So what motivates Rav Naftali to be a tzaddik? What motivates Rav Naftali to be a tzaddik is that he wants the Rabbanu Shalom to have a friend. That's his motivation. And for the Rabbanu Shalom to have a friend, it demands that Rav Naftali becomes a big tzaddik. But that's his motivation. And said the Gitta Yid, that's who I want to connect to. That's a very profound way of viewing Yiddishkeit. And it's not just profound, but it's essentially true, is that the function of a Jew in this world is not to become a tzaddik. The function of a Jew in this world is not to be from. The function of a Jew in this world is to be Hashem's friend, is to be a person within which the Rabbanu Shalom can reside. In order for that to happen, a Jew has to be from, a Jew has to keep Torah mitzvahs, become a tzaddik, it's all true. But the ultimate motivation is not for us, but it's in order to create a space for Hashem. That's the ultimate motivation, to be Hashem's friend. L'man achai v'rayai. Hashem should bless each and every one of us, that we should be zocha to live up to that responsibility of being Hashem's friend. And we should be zocha to build within our own lives and the collective lives of the Jewish people and the whole world. Mamash, a place for Hashem's presence to reside. B'vinim beis hamigdash, b'yizkol tzedek, m'hervim meinu, amen.